From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the midst of graduation season, students everywhere will soon be focused on their future careers, including those in agriculture. From traditional roles in agronomy to sales, marketing, or research positions, Syngenta Digital Ag Solutions' Shane Taylor says there is plenty of room for growth and new minds in the digital ag sphere. And Taylor says folks entering the field don't necessarily need a background in agriculture, adding it benefits both growers and retailers in ag. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has suspended inspections at an Idaho beef packing facility after the alleged botched slaughter of dairy cows. According to Drovers.com, Burley-based Ida Beef was notified May 29th that due to inhumane noncompliance, inspectors would be suspended from the facility until Ida Beef provides adequate written corrective actions and preventative measures to ensure livestock are handled and slaughtered humanely. PETA is now requesting criminal animal cruelty charges. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA will relocate the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture to the Kansas City area. USDA conducted a cost-benefit analysis, and conservative estimates show a savings of nearly $300 million nominally over a 15-year lease term on employment cost and rent, about $20 million per year. State and local governments also offer generous relocation incentive packages totaling more than $26 million. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.